Okay, today is Daf Lamed. Daf Lamed is an unbelievable Daf. Amud Beis anyway, we have to get to Amud Beis. We're still holding on Amud Aleph. We're on Chav Tes Amud Beis actually. Chav Tes Amud Beis. So we just got finished saying this is a case where a woman comes back after being away. She was pregnant. We saw her beforehand. She was pregnant. She comes back now. She's all skinny. But after the baby, she has no clue. For 3 weeks, she's Tahar. Week number four, she's Tameh. 5 is Tahar, 6 is Tameh, 7 is Tahar, all the way through week 10. Okay? Beis Shammai said she has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Beis Hillel said 35 times. What's going on here? So, we're right in smack in the middle. Where are we up to exactly? What? Right. So Esrim v'chad tishamish. Why can't we said that? We said this. Why can't she have relations on night 21 or day 21? So we said that's impossible. Third line before the lines get wide. Shimon he Amar Aser Lasos Kei. Now let's do that. Shema Tavo de Safek. Maybe she'll come to be a Safek. In other words, she goes to the mikvah on day 21. She can't go home and have relations with her husband at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because maybe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon she'll see Dan uproot everything. Lord to Shamish. So what about that night? What about that night? She says, no. Kishatira maybe Erev. No, she's already going to see at night. And we know that it's Saturday night. So Saturday night is really Sunday. So she sees at night, it's too late. And therefore she can't be with her husband. Umadbilanos Tisha Tishim Vachamesh Tevilos. And now she goes to the mikvah 95 times. Right? Shavua Kama, week number one, Matbilanosa Balelusa. She goes every night. Why does she go every night? Ome Amar Yoledas Zacharhi. Maybe this is the day number 7 of having a boy. Again, we don't know when she had that boy. So she shows up on a Sunday, maybe that's day number 7. Monday, maybe day number 7. Tuesday, day number 7. Now, we hear that? You hear that? That's the first week. Shavua Sheini Matbilanosa Balelusa Amar Yalda Nakevahi. Maybe she had a Nakeva. Therefore, she has to go every day of week number 2. So far, the Yamama, she also has to go in during the day of week number 2. Zava goes during the day. Amar Yoledas Zachar Bezovhi. Maybe she was a woman that was a Zava and she had a man. A male. So week number 1, she has to go to the mikveh every night. Maybe it's 7 days from the male. Week number 2, maybe it's 7 days from the male. And plus she was a zava. She had to count shiva and nikiyim, which she already counted. So she'll go during the day. Maybe it was in a cave, but she could go that night. So within the first 2 weeks, she's already gone 21 times. You hear that? Make sense? Right? Shivu ashlishi. In the 3rd week, Magbilin Liel be your mama, she has to go every day. Amar maybe Oledeth Nakeva Bezohi. Maybe it was the Oledeth Nakeva and it was a Zav. And she was a Zava. She has to count Shiva Nakiv. Now she has to go to the mikvah during the day. And Belilah, and what about every night during the 3rd week? Beshamai Latamayhu. Beshamai says, the Amar, the Amri, Tovelas Yom Aruch Boy Tvila. The 66 days, or the 33 days, is one long tevelas yom, and it requires a tevila. 3rd week could be, it's day number 40 of having a boy. So she has to go every single night. Maybe this is day 40, maybe that's day 40, maybe that's day 40, maybe that's day 40. So far up to 35 times. Okay? Well, up to 35 times so far. Okay, in the first 3 weeks, right? In the first 3 weeks, she's already gone 35 times. Now, michti, let's see. Yimei tahira kamahave. How many yimei tahira are there? There's shishin v'sheis, 66. Right? There are 66 days of tahira. Dal shavua gimel da'at belin and lay. Take away week 3, which we said is going to count toward those 66. Pashal hu sheets in achechada. You're left with 59, right? How many times did she go to the mikvah till through week 3? 35. What's 59 plus 35? 94. So we get 95 from. Right? Shithin nechi chada v'tlasin v'hei. 59 plus 35 is tishin v'dalet havin. It's 94. Tishin v'chamesh maya v'detayhu. What'd you get 95 from? Okay? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Yirmiyahu b'difti ki go'n shabaz l'pnenu b'yin ha'shmashos. Now she shows up to us. She doesn't show up to us Sunday morning. She comes to us matzah Shabbos, b'yin ha'shmashos. She walks in b'yin ha'shmashos. D'havina le'tfila yiserta. We give her an extra tefila. To again, we're starting fresh right now. She walks in out of the, hey, look at this. Where's that baby of yours? Weren't you a friend last time we saw you? Huh? Just that. So she says, I don't know. But she shows up in a shmasha. So we could go to the mikvah like one extra time to undo her old story. Now she's going to start fresh. Therefore, you get 95. That's why Beis Shammai holds 95. Ula Beis Hillel. The Amri Tvelas Yom Aruch Lo Boy Tvila. So according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to go to the mikvah every single time now for Tevelas. You can go one time.
One time at the end instead of...
Well, that's the third shita. What?
One time during the period.
Right. So Laman Hey, Ma'evinatayu. Why do you need 35? What should you have? You should rather have 28. According to Beis Hillel, there should only be 28. Why 28? According to Beit Hillel, right, the third week number three, why did Beit Shammai make you go to the mikveh every night in week three? Because maybe every night was day number 40. And you have to go to the mikveh for day number... Beit Hillel holds you don't have to. So according to Beit Hillel, when you finish day 40 or day 80, you don't have to go to the mikveh. According to Beit Shammai, you do. According to Beit Hillel, you don't. According to both of them, you have to go when you finish your 7 or your 14. In fact, you have to. But not when you finish the next 40 or the next 80. According to Beis Shammai, you do. According to Beis Hillel, you don't. So according to Beis Hillel, there should be only 28. Why 28? 7, maybe it was a boy. 7, maybe it was a girl. 7, maybe it was a Zav by a boy. And 7, maybe it was a Zav for a girl. 28. Where's the other 7 from? You hear what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Where's the other 7 from? You don't have the thing at the end. Beis Shammai made her go all these extra times because he holds on day 40 and on day 80 you have to go to the mikvah. When is that? We have a suffix. So she makes him go 60 times. According to Beis Hillel, there's no rule like that. So it should only be 28. Esr v'tam ne'kidam aron. There should only be 28 like we said. So hach, shavua hey, says the Gemara like this. Week 5, not believing kol laila v'laila. No. Week 5, what happened in week 4? Week 4, she saw every night. Right? So week 5, we make her go. Mat belinan kol laila v'laila. Emar sof nidahi. Maybe this is the sof nida. In other words, right. What happened is like this. In week four, she saw every single night. Right? Now the halacha is, when it comes to a nida, you don't have to count shiva nikiyim. All you have to have is seventh day. So that's the halacha by nida, not by zava. So she saw 7 days. Seventh day, she checks herself, she's clean, she goes to the mikvah. Why does she have to go 7 times to the mikvah? So the answer is because maybe week number 4, maybe day 1 was day 40. She have to go to mikvah for that. Maybe day 2 was day 40. Maybe day 3 was day 40. So the 7 days begins any day of that week. So misafik, you hear that? Misafik, she has to go every single night. That's how Beit Hillel gets 35. Okay, good. Now the question is. Yud Shavuin Lamali. Why do I need 10 extra weeks for this? Now, by the way, when it reaches day 80 of when she showed up to us, it reaches day 80, then she can go back to her house and start her life over. We don't have to monitor, there's nothing more for us to do. Once she reaches day 80, day 80 happens in the 12th week. Okay? Day 80 takes place in the 12th week. So when the Gemara asks now, well, I don't need 10 weeks. In other words, the first 3 when she was, and then 10 alternating, I don't need so many. It stops in middle of week number 9. Right? In middle of the week it stops. Stops on a Tuesday. Right? So why do I need so many weeks? Why the Gemara gave me too much information? Right? Yud Shavu in Lamali. Why do I need 10 weeks? It means 10 weeks after the first 3. Right? But Tamnu Palgisaki, 8.5 weeks is enough. So the Gemara answers, yeah. I did the Tana Palga the Shavua, since we have to have half the week. Masikle, we finished the week. The I did the Tani Shavua Tame, Tani Nami Shavua Tahar. You're right. And since we don't want to end off on a Tame week, so we give her another week where she was Tahar. That's not really relevant.
You can do that?
What? No, that's what happened. We could have sent her home on day 80. Lady, day 80, that's it. Now whatever happens to you, go buy Rabbi Force and need the book and go figure out what to do. We could have told her that. Because now there's no Masafe.
Exactly.
But that happens in the middle of a week. So the case was we finish out the week. Now we don't want to happen to the week after that, she was Tahara. So we mention it because we don't want to end up on a Tomei note. That's all. It has no halachic significance at all. What about any tevilos of becoming a zava? So the Gemara answers, the lefnei tashmish kachashiv, the lacha tashmish lo kachashiv. No, we're not counting anything that happens after day number 35. I don't care what happens after day 35. That's irrelevant to us. We're only talking about the tevilos before day 35. In other words, according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, she walks in on the first day with the following story. She's only with her husband one time on night 35. Till from then, till the first 35 days, she's not. And from day 35 to day 80, she's also not. Anything that happens after day 35, we're not really interested in terms of going to the mikvah. We're not discussing that. So that's why we don't. But didn't she see Don again? We're not talking about that. You understand? Well, Veshama Dikachashiv, Dikachashiv, Dulaachar Tashmish, Nechshav Nami Tvilas Zava. But according to Beis Shammai, we do make her go to the mikvah after day 35. According to Beis Hillel, we don't. Stops then. But according to Beis Shammai, she's going for another 50, 60 times, 30 times. No, how many times? 60 more times. She's going to go to the mikvah 60 times. So why don't we count also she went to go during the day? Let's say she became a Zava during those times. So Gemara answers, but Leda Kamairi, Beziva Lo Kamairi. Now, I'm not talking about Leda. I'm not talking about Zava. These 95 times are only Leda related, not Zava related. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Voika Yoledes Bezov. But we made her go in the first 3 weeks because maybe she had a baby when she was a Zava. Yeah, Yoledes Zov Kachashiv. Yeah, Yoledes has a Zov I'm talking about. But Ziva Gredas Alo Kachashiv. I'm not talking about Ziva alone. Now, Shvua Kama, let's say the first week she shows up. The Itzila Kamon, the Tvila Biyoma. Why don't we make her go to the mikvah during the day? On the first week. The second week we made her go during the day. The third week we made her go during. What about the first week? Dilma kol yom v'yom shlimu l'sfar sofurim d'day. Because maybe she finished her Zayin Nikiyim on the first week. So we should make her go every day in the day of the first week. You understand that question? Maybe she was in need of the week before she showed up. And now on Tuesday is she Zayin Nikiyim for done. She's going to make it Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning, Thursday, the whole week. Week, right? Maybe the Zava ended then. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Akivi, the Amar Be'inan, Sefur Mufanenu. No. Nothing starts till she shows up. We don't care what happened before regarding Zava, only regarding Leva. So therefore, there's no Zayin Nikiyim until 7 days pass. So Shavua Kama Litpalei. So at the end of the week, she should go to the mikvah. An extra time at the end of that week. We just counted 7 days. She showed up on a beginning of the week. At the end of the week, we should make her go to the mikvah during the day. So the Gemara says, Chad b'shavua lo kamari. Now, we're not talking about once a week. We don't mention one tevila in this. It's always a series of tevilas, except for the first one she shows up in a shmoshes, right? After that, we don't count one tevila. Yom kama d'itzila kamano tevila dilma shemeres yom kineged yomhi. So why don't we make her go, she shows up Maybe she shows up on a Sunday, right? Maybe the day before that, Shabbos, she was a Shomeris, she saw one time. So she became a Zava Katana, she has to be Shomeris Yom, so she counts whole Sunday, now she'll go to the mikvah Sunday night, or Sunday in the day. Another Tevila. So the Gemara says, B'Zava Gedola Kamari, B'Zava Katana Lo Kamari. Now we're not talking about Zava Katana, we're talking about Zava Gedola. Shmamina Talas. Shmamina Rebbe Kiva Hidama B'Yiran Sefor Mefenenu. First of all, we see the rule, in order for all this to make sense, we only start counting things when she shows up. Nothing that happened beforehand, except for a pregnancy. Shmamina, Rav Shimon Hida Amar Aval Amru Chachav Asalas As Kain Shem Atav Odei Safek. Number two, we never let her go to the mikvah during the day and be with her husband during the day, because maybe after that happens, she'll see Dan and uproot her whole count. Which we said, that's how we started off today. Shmamina, and the third thing is, Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. That when it's the right time to go to the mikvah, you don't push it off. Because if you want to push it off, it's the third cheetah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Dial the tefillah, Bachmana. Go to the mikvah one time. She walks in with this crazy story. Make her wait 80 days and go to the mikvah. You're all done. Right? Aye. Why didn't Bishanah Hill think of that? Bishanah makes you go 95 times. Why? Because they held tefillah, the mitzvah is a tefillah, bisman is a mitzvah. The law of reading tefillah, bisman is a mitzvah. They don't hold like that. They hold there's no mitzvah to go. So you know what? You have a suffix like this, make it go 95 times. You know? That's crazy. So let it go. Let it sit out for 80 days. We have a suffix here. But till the whole thing straightens itself out, it'll take 80 days. All right. So day 80, she goes to the mikvah. It's all good. Why? Bizman is not a mitzvah. If you hold Bizman is a mitzvah, then you either have to go 95 times or 35 times. Okay? Good? Hamapelet Leo Mem. What if she miscarries on day 40? On day 40. Eino choshesh levlad. We're not choshesh for a vlad. Why? It takes 40 days to have a vlad. Not, you know, 40 days. 40 days. So on the 40th day, it's not called a vlad. Leo memalef. What about if you miscarried day 41? Now teishev lezacha ulanakeva ulanita. You have to be choshesh for all three. Maybe it was a man. Maybe it was a female. Maybe it wasn't either. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yom Memalef, Teshev Lezachar Ulanida. On day 41, says Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be a girl. Only a man, only a boy, or an Ida. Yom Pe'alef, but on day 81, Teshev Lezachar Ulanakeva Ulanida. What does Rabbi Shmuel mean by this? Listen to this, Ashita. Shazachar Nigmar Lememalef. It takes 40 days for a boy to be formed. Ulanakeva Pe'alef. And it takes 80 days for a girl to be formed. You hear this? What are you talking about, Rabbi Shmuel? It doesn't take longer for a girl. It's the exact same zman, which is 40 days. Therefore, the tuma, the suffix is the same. Okay? What? Correct. Now, lama huskar. Why does it say zachar here? Zachar is irrelevant, according to the Tanakhama. Why? Ili yimei tuma haktan in the keva. If it's Yimei Tumah, it already said you have to wait 14 days for a girl anyway. Eli Yimei Tahira, if you want to wait for Tahira days, Haktani Nida. It already says Nida. So anyway, you have to wait. So Zachar is irrelevant, it's superfluous. So the answer is Shimtira Yom Lamedalin. Let's say she had a miscarriage, not a baby, a miscarriage. And she saw after day 34. Fatakza Vatira Yom Mem. Then she saw on day 40. Me'me'e'be'echad, on day 41, which is 8 days later. Tehei me'kolkelas ad memches. So what's the issue? The issue is now, during day 34, we'll say, Yisafeg, it was Yimei Tahira. Why? Because maybe she had a boy. Now, day 41, there's no baby here anymore, obviously. So now she has to count. Shivin Nikiv, it's day 48. V'chel in Nikiva, same thing by a girl. Shemtira Liom Ayin Dalit, she saw on day 74, Batakza Ratira Yom Payal, and then she saw again on day 81, Tehme Kokelas Ad Peches. She has to count 7 days till day number 88. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yom Memalaf Teshev Zachar Ulanida. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Time Vitir Bezachar, Vitime Vitir Benikeva. There are 7 and 40 by a man, 14 and 80 by a female. Ma Kishatime Vitir Bezachar, just like by the Tumah and the Tahira of a Zachar. So too, the formation of a boy is 40 days. Same 40 days. Af kishatim evitir b'nekeva yitiyasa kiyotzebo. That's why I said, Rabbi Shmuel, in the Mishnah, that the Yimei Tahira, that the days of a girl to become formed are 80. Where did I pick 80 from? That's the days of Tahira. You hear this? Amrulo, ein lemeidin yitzir mituma. Nah, you don't compare tuma to yitzira. Hashem forms a baby inside the womb. Nothing to do with tuma days. Nothing to do with that. Amrulo, Rabbi Shmuel, listen to this story. It's said to Rabbi Shmuel like this. Maisa, be Cleopatra, Malchus Alexandros. There was a story with Cleopatra, the queen of Alexander. She had two girls, two shifters, that had to be killed. They did some infraction. So what they do, listen to this. Cleopatra got both of them pregnant on the same day. Ubadgon, and on day 40, opened them up. Umatzon zeh v'zeh l'mem aleph, and checked them out on day 41. And what happened? They were the exact, one was a boy, one was a girl, and they were the exact same stage of development. So what do you see? Rabbi Shmuel, you're wrong. I just did a scientific experiment to prove you wrong. Amalahan, I need maybe lechem raya min haTorah. I bring a raya from the Torah. Vatam, maybe raya min haShotim, and you bring me a raya from the Shotim, from the idiots? What do you mean by that? My raya min haTorah? What's the raya from the Torah? Ilay matuima v'tiher b'zachar tima v'tiher b'nei keva. If the raya was what I just told you, the 40 and the 80, we said, Hakamri, lo ain don and yitzir mituma. You can't bring a raya from yitzir, so that can't be the raya from the Torah. Amar Kral, you're right. It says teilei, hosif lo hakasif leida acheres b'nekeva. There's an extra word teilei by b'nekeva to tell you that it takes double the amount of time for the baby to become formed. Umay raya men ashotim? And what did he mean when he said, don't bring me raya from the idiots? Amr Amar, it could be, says Rabbi Shmuel, nekeva, Kadim the Iaber Abon Yom and Kami Zachar. The girl was pregnant for 40 days before. In other words, the Shifcha that had the girl inside her was already pregnant when this happened. What did you do? You took these two girls, these two Shifchas. One night you sent both of them with a man each night. On one night, with a man and with another man. The one that had the girl was already pregnant.
Before that.
What kind of test is this?
Yeah, didn't she
have
them on the guard?
Oh, so for one minute. No, she made the Rabbanan say Cleopatra made them both drink something that made all the like an abortion.
Right.
No babies. Rabbi Shmuel, ekagufo de lo makabel sama. Not everybody will that work. It doesn't work on everybody. It's not foolproof. Now, Amalehem Rishmael, so they told Rishmael another story. My sibyl Cleopatra's Malchus Yavonis, a different Cleopatra. Now she's the queen of the Greeks. Shenes Chayev Ushiv Choseo Hariga, same story. That the two girls were Chayev to be killed. And she got them both pregnant. Lamalchus, Ubadkon, Umatzan, and she found out, where am I? Zachal Aboim V'echad, Ulanakeva L'pei Aleph. The Taka, the boy was formed on day 41. And the girl was formed on day 81. How do you know that? So the Aruch HaNer says, either they opened up the mother on day one, they opened up one on day 40 and one on day 80.
Yeah, so it was there anyway.
And then they saw the two. Or they had one of them have relations 40 days before the other. Okay? Either way. Amrulo, Enivin Raya Min HaShotim. What are you bringing me a raya from these foolish things over here? My taima, Hachdin Akeva Iyastra Arbon Yomin Vahadar Iyaber. The one that had the female was already pregnant for 40 days. Right? He was already pregnant. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who said this is an excellent test, Rabbi Shmuel, oh, Lishomer Masrinu, no. There was a guard. So this no funny business had happened. Right? Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Ein apotropos la'arayas. There's no way to guard against arayas. You hear this bar? You hear this line? There's no way to guard against it. You cannot guard against it. Ema shomer guvi bole. The guard himself got her pregnant.
Right.
What if the guard was a female? Who asked that question? Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Bafilu haya sris o isha. Maybe the guard was a sris, a eunuch, or a woman. Not interested in this woman over here. Not interested in the shifcha, right? Efshar sheheniach acherim lavo. So the guard opened the door. The guard didn't do his guard duty, right? Right? That's all you have to say. Anyway, the Dilma says the Gemara, what kind of test is this? Had I checked the woman on day 40, have a mishtafel kizachar, it would have looked just like the zachar. So what kind of test is that? So Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, b'simanai hu shavin. No, no, no. They're the exact same development stage. They were exactly the same growth. They were at the exact same stages of growth. So therefore, Mishmal says, you see, I'm right. The science proved me right. Now, the science in the first case proved the Chachamim right. Yes. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So the Ritva says, but one of them didn't, one of them, either the guard came through, or there was no guard, or the first one he said that, what was the first one? The poison to make them sterile, right, to get to clean out the bodies. You have to give some answer like that. Because both these stories can't be true. Okay. Where are we up to? The Chachamim Omrim, Echad B'yaz Zachar V'Echad B'yaz Nekeva. The Chachamim ended off by saying, no, whether it's a boy or a girl, you have for the same 40 days. So that's the same as the first case. You want to tell me the reason why we mentioned it a third time. Right? We had Anonymous, Rabbi Shmuel, Chachamim, is to tell you that we paskin that way, Yachid Kerabanan. Yachid Rabbi Malacha Kerabim. So Pshita, is that obvious? They pass like a Rabbin over a Yachid. My other time I would have said, Mistabra time is Rabbi Shmuel. Really, Rabbi Shmuel's right. Why is he right? To come at Sayele Kra, because he had a Pasuk to back him up. What was that Pasuk? The Pasuk was that 80 days, a Taylade, that 80 days is for a girl. So he had a Pasuk that he's right. Kamash Milan, is that right? Okay? Ready? Here we go. This is probably one of the top five most famous Gemaras in all the Shas. Probably. Arguably. Darash Reb Simloi. Lama Havla Dome B'me'ima. What is a child compared to in its womb? It's compared to a pinkas shemakupa lamunach. It's like a folded over notebook. Yadav al shtei tzedav. His hands on his two foreheads. Right? Says Ben Yehoyada. All this is telling you other things. Folded over like a pinkas, like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, your life is like a pinkas. What are you going to write on? It's up to you. And your hand is on your two temples. You're on your two foreheads. You know why? Because your head is machshava and your arm is maisa. Machshava without maisa, you don't go anywhere in this world. Number three, shtei atzilav al beiz arkavosav. Your two arms or armpits are on your ankles. What is that? That's to let you know that you can control where you go. You can control where you go. It's up to you. Next, number four, obeiz akevav al beiz agavosav. Your two feet are on your two buttocks. What do you learn from that? Again, you can control where you go. Oh, that the feet are the bottom of your body and the buttocks are the midpoint of your body. From the bottom and the midpoint, you can basically reach to the sky. Next, Virosho Munach Lo Bein Brechav. Your head is in between your knees. You know why? When your head's in between your knees, you're facing your male organ. That's your bris. That's your covenant. Don't forget that. Next, Upiv Sasum. Your mouth is closed. Keep it closed. Utiburo Pasuach, and your stomach is open. What do you learn from the fact that your stomach is open? Right? That the stomach is in the midpoint of your body. The belly button is the midpoint of your body. Lead a midpoint life. Lead a normal, average, normal life. Don't be an extremist. Be a normal person, like in the middle. V'ochel masha imo ochelet. Only eat what's given to you. Don't wander. V'shoz masha imo shoteh ve'ena motzi rei. Don't be somebody who deposits waste. Right? Don't be someone who's wasteful in the world. Shem yahare gesimo. Maybe you'll kill your mother. The Rashash asks, the baby in the womb doesn't excrete any waste, because maybe by doing that the mother will die. Says the Rashash, but the baby goes out, and the mother doesn't die. What do you mean, nothing can leave? The baby leaves. He doesn't answer that question. He lives in Tzarachim. Huh? Yeah, I hear you. The kibbutz got to the Avril Olam, when he goes out into the world, niftach hatzatzam v'tzatzam ha-pasuach. The mouth that was closed now gets opened, and the belly button that was open now gets closed. If not for that, you can't live 1 hour. In Asher Yatar, there's a machlokas. Do you say the words afilu sha'achas? You You say the word Afilu Sha'aha? You do? So you hold like this is the Gemara. It's a machlokas. What's the machlokas about? You can hold your bodily things for 1 hour. You can hold your things for 1 hour. Well, you know, go to the bathroom, you have to go to the bathroom within every hour? No. You can hold it. You can hold it in for an hour. What do you mean? You can't. If you can't hold. You can't hold your things closed for 1 hour. Of course you can. The answer is either one of two answers. Either you can't close them all for 1 hour. You can't close your mouth and your nose for 1 hour. That's impossible. You can close some of them for 1 hour, not all of them. It's either it's all of them, or it means when you're born. When you're born, Gemara says afilu sha'achas. It's got to be openings. So when you say Ashilatar, are you praising Hashem that you just went to the bathroom? In which case, maybe you should take out the words Sha'achas. Or no, it's harking back to when you were born. In which case, you leave it in. So it's a machlokas. Whatever you do, it's good. V'ner dolak la rosho. There's a ner on top of you. V'tzofe umabit v'tzofe olam v'ad tzofo. You can see through from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Right? Why is that possible? Because you have no chet in you. She just like Adam Arishon called the Machet, that you could see the whole world. Shenemar, Bahalil Nero Alai, when the Nero was on top of me, said Eov, Roshi La'o Rosha Elech Choshech, right? There was no darkness, only light. Valtisma, don't question it. Shari Adam Yashin Khan, Vroa Chalom, Aspamya. Right, you're here, you go to sleep in Woodmere, and you're dreaming about France and Spain, and Aspamya, far away. Ve'locha Yamim Sha'adam Shari Betova Yosemi Osu Yamim. There's no better days for a person than the days he's inside his mother. No better days. Those are the good old days. Shnemar, Miit Neni, Kirechi Kedem. Oh, if I only would have had those moon days back, says Eo. Those days in the moon, right? Kimei Aloha Yisham Reini, when Hashem was watching me. Eitha Yamim, Sheyesh Behem Yerachim, Be'ein Behem Shonim. Who only has moon days and not years? Havi Omer, Eli Yarche Leida. That was when you were in your mother's womb, right? Says the Maharal, again, because there's no Chet. Umalam Denosa Kol Torah Kula. Who teaches you the whole Torah? Doesn't say that. It says the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Shenamar, like it says, V'yareini v'yomer li yitamech devarai libecha shomer mitzvosei v'chaya. V'omer, another pasuk. B'sod alaka olai elaha eholi. My V'omer, why don't you tupsuk him? Because v'chi tema navihu. Maybe the first pasuk was said by Mishlei, was said by Shlomo Melech. Maybe that's a nevuah. It's not a truth. No, that happened to me. I was in the womb and I learned the whole Torah. Now, it doesn't say that a malach teaches you the whole Torah. It says Hashem does. Not a malach. It's a big misconception. However, when you leave, bo malach, now the malach comes, v'sitra al-pib, and hits you on your face, u'mashacho kol Torah kula, and you forget the whole Torah, shenamar l'pesach chatas roveitz. So why do you learn the whole Torah if you're going to forget it? What's the purpose in that? What's the purpose in that? So the Gra says, because it'd be impossible to learn Torah if you don't learn it once. Even if you forgot it, at least it's etched in you. Now you can learn it again, your whole life. That's the Gra. The Aruch HaNer says something fascinating. We're going to see in a minute that we make you swear that you should be a tzaddik. How can I be a tzaddik? How can I make a shuah? I don't even know what I'm swearing to. Is that Masa Benishma? Ah, so therefore we make you teach you the whole Torah. And now when you leave, we make you swear, and then you just follow what you just learned. You hear that?
How does Gera learn Torah?
Well, it's a big question about Gera. It's a big question. It's not a simple answer. And Yaakov says, what? It's beyond the scope of this project. It's far written, how does Gera learn Torah? The And Yaakov just says that the reason why you learn Torah is because otherwise, you would have no chance against the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara also comes when you leave the world, when you leave the womb. The Yetzer Hara comes into you the minute you leave, you have the Yetzer Hara. If you didn't have the Torah, it wouldn't be a fair fight. You hear that? You have to learn the whole Torah to make it fair. Right? Now, listen to this. Vein yotzei misham. You don't leave until we make you swear. Shenemar. Kili lichra kol berach tishava kol lashon. Kili lichra kol berach zeyom amitha. Shenemar lefan av yichru kol yorfi ofer. Tishava kol lashon zeyom haleda. Shenemar neki kapayim abar levava shayel lo asal lashiv lo anashvar bim ra. Umahi ha-shvua shemashbihin ozo. What's the shvua? The shvua is tihi tzadik v'al tihi rasha. Be a tzadik and don't be a rasha. Vafilu kol la'olam kula omim lecha tzadikata. The whole world tells you, look how great you are. Yehiu beinecha kirasha. You should treat yourself like a Russia. Okay? Now, says, by the way, there's a sefer, everyone knows a sefer, no one ever learned it, but everyone knows it, it's called Tanya. Written by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. What's Tanya? Tanya is, Tanya, it says in the end of Nida that you should make a shavua, be a tzaddik, and don't be a rasha. However, asks the Bala Tanya, it says in Pirkei Avos, don't think of yourself as a rasha. How do you reconcile that? So the Tanya read an entire sefer. He doesn't answer that question until Perek Yud Gimel. He tells 13 prakim, what's a tzaddik? What's a rasha? What's a benini? And he has a whole, the Masechta says, I can't even tell you what the Tanya says. You have to learn the entire sefer to figure out what that means. So there are other short answers to it. One answer is given by the Maharitz Chayes, who says like this. The Mishnah Avos says, don't think of yourself as a rasha. In other words, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Should you think yourself to be the greatest guy in the world? No. What do you mean? Don't be a rasha. Don't give up hope. Others say a similar thing. Don't think you can't do tshuva. Don't think of yourself as a rasha. You can always do tshuva. Think of yourself as a rasha. Here, need to think of yourself as a rasha. Don't think of yourself as a rasha. Yeah, don't think you're beyond hope. That's all it means. Don't think you're beyond hope. Don't think you're beyond tshuva. The Ben Yoyada says, here it means, think of yourself as a rasha on midos. When it comes to halachas, Torah, the Pirkei Avos says, don't think of yourself as a rasha. When it comes to midos, always work on that your whole life. And we'll end with the amazing vart of the Maharam Shik. And the Maharam Shik says that what this means is, when we make a shavua here, that you should be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha, we're talking about make gedarim in your life. So he reads the Mishnah like this, the shavua like this. Be a tzaddik. Don't be a rasha. Don't think you can get away with not making gedarim in your life. And even if the whole world tells you, you're a tzaddik, that's not necessary. That's so frum. That's crazy. Don't listen to them. Always, you hear this part? Always make sure you have gedarim in your life. And therefore what? Right. You should treat yourself like you're a rasha, that you need that to make sure that you don't sin. And the Chidah says like this. Another question that they ask is, we already made a shvua at Har Sinai. We already made a shvua at Har Sinai. We swore that we're going to uphold the Torah. Right? We already swore we're going to uphold the Torah. So I don't have to make a shvua when I'm born. I already made a shvua at Har Sinai. You hear that part? So the Chidah answered, but you were forced. Not the finish, but you were forced. Hashem put a mountain on you. Accepting it or not? All right, well, if those are the terms, I guess I'll accept it. So you were forced. We weren't forced at Purim. I wasn't at Purim. I wasn't there. So therefore, every baby when they're born, they swear again, I promise to keep it. Okay? Amazing stuff. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.